I want to thank everyone for being a part of our call today. We are very appreciative for Dr. Claire Francomano for being with us on our call. And she has just a fantastic addition to our Kyani Medical and Scientific Advisory Board, and we're just very privileged to be able to have you on a call again with us today, Dr. Francomano, to discuss nitric oxide and heart health. So first of all, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
We as I've mentioned before, we've had a couple of Kyani doctor calls talking about heart health already, and this is very exciting for us because we really have a chance today with you, Dr. Francomano, to really dive into nitric oxide and heart health, how it directly affects heart health. So this is a really exciting opportunity for us to really get down into the details of it. So, but first of all, before we go through this, I want to be able to introduce you properly and share with everyone your credentials and a lot of the different things that you have been a part of. Your resume is a very lengthy resume, and you've had just so many different things that you've been a part of and have impacted in the medical field. And I just want to share with everyone that's listening some of the information about your background, if I may.
Absolutely.
Frank Amato is a graduate of Yale College and Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. She trained in internal medicine at Johns Hopkins and spent 11 years as a full-time faculty member there. In 1994, she left Johns Hopkins to become the first clinical director for the National Human Genome Research Institute at the National Institute of Health. In 2005, Dr. Francomano became the director of adult genetics at the Greater Baltimore Medical Center, where she sees genetics patients at the Harvey Institute for Human Genetics. She also works with the internal medicine residents to bring genetics to the care of adult patients. Dr. Francomano is recognized internationally for her contributions to the field of hereditary disorders of connective tissue. She's authored more than 110 articles in peer-reviewed literature and 33 book chapters and reviews. In addition to her expertise in genetics and the hereditary disorders of connective tissue, Dr. Francomano has a long interest in integrative medicine, including nutritional supplementation and applications of energy medicine to optimize health. So we're very privileged, as I've mentioned, to have you a part of our medical and scientific advisory board with Kyani, and just once again, Dr. Francomano, thank you for being a part of this call with us today.
Thank you.
I think it should be a fantastic call. We've got a lot of really great information. Again, the title of this call is Nitric Oxide and Heart Health, but I wanted to start off, Dr. Francomano, if I could, and just ask you just exactly how big of a problem is heart disease among the human population today?
Well, Tyler, heart disease is a really big problem among our American population and throughout the world. One little interesting fact that I learned when I was researching for this call is that since 1900, cardiovascular disease has been the number one killer in the United States for every year except the year 1918, when we had that big influenza, the worldwide Spanish influenza outbreak. And every 33 seconds, a person dies from cardiovascular disease in the United States. And the really sad thing is that many, many times, at least 250,000 people every year have a heart attack and die before they even get to the hospital. And very often these are people who were not even aware that they had heart disease. So there's a heart attack occurring every 20 seconds in the United States, and more than 2,500 Americans die from heart disease every single day. So we cannot overestimate the importance of this topic. People need to know about heart disease. They need to know the signs and symptoms of heart disease. And most importantly, they need to know what they can do to protect themselves.
What would you say are some of the risk factors for heart disease?
Well, when we're seeing patients in our internal medicine clinic and we're trying to assess if a person is at high risk for heart disease, we ask them about their cholesterol levels because we know that high cholesterol puts people at increased risk for heart disease. High blood pressure is a risk factor. People who live a sedentary lifestyle, if they're not getting enough exercise, that's a very major risk factor because exercise is extremely important for protection against heart disease. Smoking is a big risk factor. Being overweight is a big risk factor. And diabetes also contributes to the development of heart disease. And finally, we know that genetics, plays a really important role. So if people have family members, particularly close family members, who've had heart attacks at a young age, their genetics probably puts them at increased risk. Now, the thing is, we know we can't do anything about our genetics, and there may or may not be much that we can do if we have diabetes, but there's an awful lot we can do to protect ourselves against high cholesterol, high blood pressure, a sedentary lifestyle, smoking, and overweight.
So, Dr. Pinkomano, what do all of these risk factors then have in common?
Well, in one way or another, they all damage the endothelium, which is the lining of the arteries, through inflammation and the buildup of plaque in the artery itself.
You mentioned the endothelium. What happens when the endothelium is damaged?
What happens is that the arteries become less flexible and the diameter of the arteries is reduced, so less blood is able to flow through them easily. And then as a result of those arteries becoming less flexible, the blood pressure goes up to push more blood through the arteries, and this in turn damages the arteries even further, and it becomes a vicious cycle. We know that the damaged endothelium makes less nitric oxide, and nitric oxide is very important for the maintenance of healthy blood vessels. So this is another vicious cycle, because the more damaged arteries make less nitric oxide, they become more at risk, make even less nitric oxide, and so on.
Well, this sounds like a bit of a doomsday scenario. Is there anything that we can do?
Well, fortunately, we know that there are many things we can do to decrease our risk of heart disease. That's why I think it's so great that Kiani is encouraging everyone to work on their heart health over the next few months. We know that nutritional changes and exercise can make a significant improvement, and we also know that reducing blood pressure can improve the endothelium and help reverse the cycle of endothelial damage and decrease nitric oxide. Now, by using a product such as NitroFX or NitroXtreme, this allows us to increase levels of nitric oxide, and it's a very powerful way of improving cardiovascular health. By consuming lots of fruits and vegetables, you can also increase the production of nitric oxide. And interestingly, we know that exercise is also a means of increasing nitric oxide production. Dr. Luis Ignaro, who was one of the recipients of the 1998 Nobel Prize in Medicine for his role in the discovery of nitric oxide, said that nitric oxide is the body's way of protecting against cardiovascular disease.
Frankelman, how does nitric oxide improve heart health?
Nitric oxide lowers blood pressure by relaxing the arteries. It improves blood flow to organs, including to the heart, because it dilates the arteries so more blood can flow through them. And this lowers the pressure in the arterial system, which we call the blood pressure. If I can quote Dr. Ignaro again, he says, it's the body's natural way of protecting from strokes and heart attacks, provided we make enough of it. And he was referring to nitric oxide.
Does lowering blood pressure really help protect from cardiovascular disease then?
It really does. I've been looking at some literature on this, and I found an excellent study that was published in January of 2011, which showed that higher levels of the systolic blood pressure, that's the top number when you have your blood pressure, you've got a top number and a bottom number. The systolic blood pressure is that first one. And that the systolic blood pressure represents a significant risk factor for cardiovascular disease and its complications. And this study was looking particularly in women of middle and older ages. And the investigators really estimated, looking at the risk factors, they thought that 36% of serious cardiovascular events, such as heart attacks and strokes, are preventable just by lowering the blood pressure in women. So it's more important even, or more helpful in women to lower the blood pressure compared to men, where only about 24% of preventable events can be lowered or prevented by the same intervention. So lowering blood pressure prevents 36% of serious cardiovascular events in women and 24% of preventable events in men. And the same study, the investigators felt that the three major risk factors that account for 85% of the modifiable risk for heart disease, and those are blood pressure, cholesterol, and smoking, these researchers felt that the high systolic blood pressure was the most important of those. Now, I found another study from the University of California at Irvine that shows that high blood pressure causes inactivation of nitric oxide through the production of free radicals, that they scavenge or mop up nitric oxide in the arteries. And this is yet another reason for us to be advocating the use of all three products in the triangle of health for Kyani, because the sunrise and sunset supply both the water-soluble antioxidants and lipid-soluble antioxidants to fight those free radicals.
Is there any research that shows that exercise produces nitric oxide to protect the heart?
There's some really interesting studies about this. I found a very interesting one from Emory University, which was done in collaboration with investigators at the University of Colorado and also at Johns Hopkins, that was published just last year. And this study showed that nitric oxide is generated during physical exercise, and it's stored in the bloodstream and in the heart in the form of nitrite and nitrosothiols. And those nitrosothiols are nitrites that are linked to a sulfur molecule. Because the nitric oxide is a gas that disappears very quickly, the ability to produce more stable nitric oxide intermediates is key to providing protection against a subsequent heart attack. So these researchers looked at, they were studying mice, and they found that after 4 weeks of running on a wheel in the cage, the mice were actually protected from having a blocked coronary artery, and that the amount of heart muscle damaged by a blockage was less after these mice had exercised. And what was really interesting was the mice were still protected a week after the wheel was removed from their cages. So the levels of an enzyme that produces nitric oxide in the endothelium, which we call ENOS, or endothelial nitric oxide synthase, was elevated in the mice that had been exercising. And those ENOS levels stayed high in the heart tissue for a full week after the exercise was stopped. And the levels of nitrite and nitrosothiols in the blood and the heart tissue were also elevated a week after exercise stopped. There's another molecule that seems to be very important for the benefits of exercise, and this is called beta-3 adrenergic receptor, which allows the cells to respond to the hormones epinephrine and norepinephrine. And if the mice were lacking this receptor, they had some mice that were genetically engineered so they didn't have that receptor, and those mice did not acquire the benefits from the exercise on the wheel. So when the beta-3 adrenergic receptor is stimulated, one of the effects of stimulating that receptor is the activation of the ENOS. It's a kind of chain of events. But the end result is the production of nitric oxide, and that is where the benefit derives from the exercise.
How else can we increase circulating levels of nitrates in the blood?
Well, as you know, Tyler, NitroFX and Nitro Extreme are superb sources of both nitrates and nitrites. These molecules serve as a reservoir of the nitric oxide precursors that your body can call upon whenever they're needed to enhance the production of nitric oxide and improve circulation.
But are there multiple mechanisms by which nitric oxide improves cardiovascular health?
Well, there certainly are. I can think of about four. So nitric oxide helps to prevent heart disease and stroke through multiple different mechanisms. And these include, number one, enhancing the flexibility of the blood vessels, which makes it possible for blood to circulate with less pressure from the heart, thereby lowering the blood pressure. Number two, nitric oxide is very important in regulating platelet function. And I think Dr. Burke is going to be speaking some more about this, and I know he has an article that's going to be coming out discussing the importance of nitric oxide in inhibiting clot formation. And I believe that Dr. Tan is also going to be providing some information about how the tocotrienols in sunset also serve this function of controlling platelet function. Next, reducing arterial plaque is number three. If there's more nitric oxide in the bloodstream, it reduces the inflammation in the endothelium that leads to plaque formation. And finally, nitric oxide actually can help assist in the reduction of total cholesterol. Recent research has shown that persons who stimulate their levels of nitric oxide are often able to reduce their doses of their cholesterol-lowering medication. So that's four powerful ways of preventing cardiovascular health by enhancing the production of nitric oxide.
Okay, I just have one last question for you, Dr. Francomano. What happens to the production of nitric oxide as we get older?
Well, many studies have shown that as a person gets older, nitric oxide levels in the blood tend to decline. And this observation correlates with damage to the endothelium during the aging process as a result of lifestyle issues such as inadequate exercise and a high-fat diet. And what happens is that the levels of that ENOS enzyme, the endothelial nitric oxide synthase, those levels decline with age. So our ability to produce nitric oxide from arginine and citrulline is diminished. I didn't mention earlier that the nitric oxide synthase is responsible for making nitric oxide from arginine. But one really great piece of news is that we are still able to enhance circulating levels of nitric oxide by taking a nutritional supplement such as NitroFX or Nitro Extreme, and that our ability to benefit from nitric oxide produced in this way does not diminish as we get older. So that's the really great news, is that we can continue to protect ourselves from the cardiovascular risk factors and enhance our cardiovascular health by taking NitroFX and Nitro Extreme. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Well, everyone, I know that everybody is really focusing on their heart health. Everybody is really watching. As we've mentioned before, we have this promotion about really measuring where your medical statistics are from May 25th through July 25th. And we certainly hope that with this information that Dr. Francomano has provided and with other calls that we have, really gives you a better insight on what you can do to protect yourself with Kyani's products, with the Triangle of Health, and specifically with this call with nitric oxide through our NitroFX and through our Nitro Extreme products. So again, once again, thank you very much for everyone who's had an opportunity to be on this call with us and to listen. And Dr. Francomano, you have a terrific evening, and thank you once more.
You too, Tyler. Have a good night. Bye-bye now.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.